This is Michael Olivas, the Rock and Roll Law Professor, with the Law of Rock and Roll.
It's a legal matter, baby, a legal matter from now on.
Class 25, music south of the border, narco corridos and drug lyrics. Although many states have medical marijuana, and a handful of states allow marijuana for personal use, it is still illegal under most federal law and banned in most states. That said, rock and roll titles and lyrics have often referred to drugs of all sorts, whether hidden, as in Mother's Little Helper, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, White Rabbit, or Sugar Man,
Silver magic ships, you can't
or more obvious, such as in Rehab, Cocaine, or Casey Jones.
Driving that train.
The songs do not always glorify drug use, and some of the more powerful anti-drug references have also appeared in rock and roll.
I watched the needle take another man, gone.
Even if singing Angel Dust did not save Gil Scott-Heron from a later drug conviction. And there may be no more haunting song in the deep John Lennon canon than his soul-searing Cold Turkey. The rampant drug distribution culture that has turned Mexico into a launching platform to satisfy the U.S. drug appetite has spawned a new and corrosive form of popular music, the narco corrido, a drug-specific form of the more popular and quotidian corrido, or narrative song, long sung by chroniclers of Mexican culture and history.
Era una chiquilla todavía.
While the tradition was largely oral, sung at gatherings and festivities and later transmitted by radio, they were also printed as broadsides for distribution. Of a fashion, the narco corrido performs the same function, but instead of the valorous tales of war and independence, these songs and the rising narco movie productions record the drug culture that has led to unfathomable violence and corruption on both sides of the border. The leading practitioners of this genre are Los Tigres del Norte, a border band that's been wildly successful in Norteño, Mexican, and Mexican-American communities since the mid-1970s.
Salieron de San Isidro, procedentes de Tijuana.
A number of the dozens of narco corrido bands have deep roots in the Mexican state of Sinaloa, where a number of the narcotraficantes have originated and where they enjoy outlaw status and practice their trade in open sight, defying authority, engaging in their dangerous business. It has proven to be a dangerous business for singers in this genre, as dozens have been killed, likely due to their transgressive song choices and involvement in the fringes of drug life.
No soy ningún traficante, decía el Chapo Guzmán.
Mexican officials have attempted without any success to quell these songs, enacting policies to ban the music. Chihuahua, the Mexican state across from El Paso, passed a law charging 300,000 pesos as a fine or 36 hours in prison to punish anyone who organized events featuring the music, who hired such bands, or who distributed narco corridos. Sinaloa, home to so many drogueros, has also unsuccessfully attempted to ban the music. Of course, banning their performances is one thing, but blocking internet, border radio stations, and street-level sales of CDs is quite another. While few play actual narco music, there are 18 Spanish-language radio stations in Houston alone, all of which can be heard or tuned into online. Neither King Canute nor Mexican officials can turn back this musical tide. And while I acknowledge the phenomenon evident in the genre, I would prefer to listen to Mexican-American artists who've not gone this route, such as the genuinely talented and popular La Mafia. The first such band to tour extensively in Mexico and Latin America, or the wonderful Teshina Osa. The signature song, Con su pluma en su mano, with his pen in hand, honors the great Mexican-American folklorist, Américo Paredes, whose work chronicled corridos and folklore. And I grew up on the northern New Mexico music of Al Hurricane. This brings us full circle, back to the original corrido, adapted today for other less worthy purposes. This is Michael Olivas, your corrido singing rock and roll law professor, with his pen in hand, with the Law of Rock and Roll on KANW, your NPR station in Albuquerque, New Mexico.